I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm confounded by what's happening in Iran, in the rhetoric. I don't know what to say. I don't know which end is up. And when I'm at that place, I always call on Jen. Why? She's in Tel Aviv. She's a Pittsburgher. She's a brilliant educator, mother, and knows what the hell's going on. Jen, is there a war or isn't there? Please help.
The war will last another 2 weeks, Marty.
Oh. Explain.
Well, I mean, you remember what President Trump said when this all started? He said 4 to 5 weeks. And, you know, from the beginning, that sounded about right to me. And Israel has closed schools until April 14th.
Oh.
So I think that tells us our time. Yeah. You know, nothing about this is unpredictable. I think, you know, there's, I've criticized President Trump for many, many things.
Yeah, yeah.
But with this, I think he's been pretty straightforward and also straightforward in not telegraphing what he's going to do next.
Can the war be over and Marines headed there at the same time? Can both be true?
Yeah, I think what he's at, I think sending the Marines here, number one, is part of sending a message, a credible commitment to the Iranians that the U.S. means business. What will they be doing here? I suspect it will have something to do with that Karg Island.
Yes, Straits of Hormuz.
And I think that's it. Yeah, the Strait of Hormuz and that island where a lot of the oil is refined, and it's a strategic asset. And I've been hearing that since day one over here, I have to tell you. So I don't think that would be a surprise to the Iranians, and I don't think that would be much of a fight given what the state of the Iranian armed forces right now.
Hey, Jen. I don't understand if it ends on April 14th.
And I agree with it.
What do we end up with? I don't. Yeah. What's the point? What do we accomplish? Help me with this.
I think they are looking for an Iranian regime, a government in Iran that never poses a threat to the United States or its neighbors ever again.
I see.
That's it. You know, you got a regime there for years that's been screaming death to America.
Yep.
I remember when I was kid, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, right? This is how that regime started, and has been a thorn in the eye of the United States for many, many years, killed many Americans,
yep.
And will go after all of America's allies here. And we can see that the United States obviously still has strategic interests in the Middle East, and a lot of those interests have to do with oil and energy. And security.
Hey, Jen, your family.
Yeah.
By the way, she's a Fulbright Fellowship scholar. She's at Tel Aviv University, and she's a Pittsburgher. Is your family and your friends in Tel Aviv, are they safer at the end of the day here?
We're safe. We are safe. We're tired because they, you know, what they've been doing is the first days of the war, they were lobbing, you know, 30, 50 missiles a day in sets of like 10 or 20. And the first couple of days were really intense. But then what they decided to do is just send one like every 3 hours.
Oh.
And just one. But when you get one, you get a siren. You get three at night, you don't sleep. So, you know, it's certainly taken a toll. And, you know, people here are tired. People out throughout the whole Middle East are tired. I think, from UAE to Bahrain to Saudi Arabia, the whole region is really suffering from this right now. So I think that this is not a quagmire. This is not something that's going to go on forever. I think that you have more unity in the Middle East because of this than you've seen in a
Wow.
very long time.
Explain,
So
explain,
I think that there's
explain.
light at the end. So Iran, there were countries in the Middle East who were willing to put up with Iran, like Qatar, for example, and Lebanon, for example, where Hezbollah was located. And one of the things we saw yesterday was the government of Lebanon kicked out the Iranian ambassador, says you have until Sunday to take all your belongings and get out. This is unprecedented. Iran threatened that country, basically owned that country for the
Wow.
past 30
Wow.
years.
Wow.
And Hezbollah attacked the missiles, that were threatening Israel. But you also have to remember how many Marines were killed
Yes.
in Lebanon. Remember that? Right? So this isn't something that just started yesterday. And this isn't just about Israel. Saudi Arabia, from all the reports I'm hearing, Saudi Arabia is the one who's really putting pressure on the United States, not only to start this war, but to continue
Oh,
it.
wow. Why?
And not forever, because the Iranian regime has been lobbing missiles at Saudi
Ah, that'll
Arabia.
do it.
The neighbors say, we've tried to play footsie with them, we've tried to engage, we've tried to, find a middle route. Even Qatar, right, which was hosting, the Iranians hosting Hamas leadership that was supported with Iranian funds. The Qataris are getting targeted by Iran. They're like, we've had it. The Iranians thought that by targeting
Wow.
12 other Arab countries, that they could get the United States, they could, these countries would then put pressure on the United States to stop attacking them. Backfired. It had the exact opposite effect. It made these countries in the region realize that it cannot have this regime in power. The regime has lost legitimacy in the eyes of its own people. Remember, upwards of 40,000 people killed by this regime, their own people. They killed their own citizens. And then the neighbors, are being attacked by them. No one has patience for this anymore. The American public doesn't have patience for this, for the energy prices, for the possibility of more Americans getting killed. I don't think this is going to go much longer, Marty. I think that we're going to see a significant change in Iran soon.
Jen, who's a Pittsburgher, but she's in Tel Aviv, and she's a Fulbright fellow. In other words, she's a brilliant person. Hey, when's the last time you had to move your family into your safe room because of a bomb threat, a missile threat?
This morning,
Oh, wow.
we've had 4 rounds today,
Wow.
and the middle of the night. So I've got 4 kids, so a little grumpy. But they all go, and they're not scared anymore because they've lived through enough of them to understand. And we've seen things near our house have been destroyed, but people who are in safe rooms survive. And so it's really been interesting to watch society here come together around this. We have a holiday break over the next 2 weeks. It's Passover, and there's no schools. And that's why we know the end of Passover is probably when this
Oh.
war will end. And I've, you know, my daughters are going to babysit for families whose parents are in the reserves.
Wow. So
A lot of parents are really
I'm
stressed.
seeing missiles getting through this Iron Dome. Does that trouble you?
No,
Okay.
because so there are some ballistic missiles that are getting through. They have caused a lot less damage than they did during the 12-day war.
I
So
see.
remember, there was the 12-day war last year with Iran, and they were throwing hundreds of missiles at Israel. And a lot, not a lot, were getting through. I would say like 3 to 5% were getting through, but you would just see these entire city blocks destroyed. And there were about 30 people killed during the 12-day war in Israel. This time, this war has gone on twice as long, more than twice as long. And I think 12, 15 people have been killed this time. So there's far fewer casualties. There are certainly things that make it through, and what they're sending these cluster bombs through.
Yes.
And the cluster bombs, my daughter called them chandeliers. They look like little chandeliers. We were
Wow.
walking down the street one
Wow.
day, find a shelter. My daughter points to the sky. She says, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, that's an Iranian, that's a cluster
That's
bomb."
amazing.
And they blow up in the sky, and they send out 40 to 50 very small projectiles that
Wow.
kind of light up the sky. Those are intended to harm civilians because they don't cause a lot of damage. And there have some have fallen in our neighborhood here, and it causes a little hole in the road, and then they patch them up, and the next day the coffee shop right next door is open.
You're
So
amazing. It's amazing. I hope people are learning from this. The
people
fortitude, the attitude, the positivity, I love it. I love everything
positive.
about you and how you
People
think.
don't, I want to be clear, hey, Marty, people here do not want war. People do not want to feel that like the US dragged them into this war. It really makes people here mad to think that.
Yeah.
I think people here are very happy to see the end of this regime because it's death to America, death to
It
Israel.
is.
And they said, for 50 years, this is what they've been chanting. And Americans know, right? From the deaths in Lebanon, from the deaths, the hostages that were taken. There are so many Iranians that are convicted of crimes in the United States, part of terror cells trying to kill politicians. Who
Yep.
knows what was behind the assassination of President Trump last year,
Yep.
or sorry, 2 years ago. Who knows? But these are not good people, and they've caused nothing but havoc for their own people and for this neighborhood and for people in Pittsburgh for gas prices and everything else.
Jen, you're a miracle for this show, and you're enlightening, and it's been amazing to have you.
Anytime.
Thanks, my dear.
And Marty, please, I would love to talk to your listeners if they have. I know people have a lot of questions. I know that there's a lot of. I have to tell you, every day I open up my computer and I wake up to the news, and people send me just AI
Oh, yeah.
garbage about, this being
It's
destroyed
true.
and that being
True.
destroyed, and it's just nuts. And I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about Israel as well.
Thank you. She's amazing.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I get folks scratching their head about people living in Israel. What's outstanding about her is how chill she is. I tell folks this, and we've discussed this. Think about one missile, one hitting Pittsburgh once. The freak show. One missile hitting New York once. Once. We'd go to war. We would vaporize whoever sent it. Yet somehow they sit there, man, at the epicenter of violence, and they raise their kids, and they laugh, and they love, and they learn. I mean, you hear her attitude? Come on, man. She's wonderful. She's like, yeah, whatever. I'll say it again. They're the most resilient, strong-willed, unified people on earth, the Israelis. They're friggin' badasses. And they love family and their faith, and they're strong, man. Listen and learn. Maybe we can all learn something, but she's unbelievable. By the way, before this, she was in a little place called Afghanistan, where she wrote two books. That woman is amazing.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm sitting there in our office. We have an office in the toward the back, and we hear the guys in the fan in the afternoon. I love them. A Pony and Mahler. What did we hear yesterday, Patrick, for at least 10 minutes? We thought it was Britney Spears. We thought it was...
It was wonderful until I heard the guys start singing.
We thought it was a superstar. You know what it was? It was our superstar. Mary Ayers. Does anyone say, hey, Mary Ayers? Does anyone call you Mary Ayers?
All the time. Oh my. All the time.
Mary Ayers. So hey, Mary Ayers.
Ayers.
Fresh flowers.
That's
Mary
how they
Ayers.
Say it. So Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh.
You were singing. I love them both. Both those guys. You were singing for 20 minutes of it, Patrick. Huh?
Somewhere
oh
in there.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
They call me, and I'm like, they're like, hey, do you want to do this for... you know, the telethon thing. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, sure. So then as soon as I call them, they say, well, actually people are writing in and they want you to sing. And I'm like, wait, like sing. They started like listing a couple and I don't have lyrics. Like, I don't know. And he was like, we'll try to pick some good ones. So like, I'm going through and I'm like, I don't know what these are, but I know some of them, obviously you just sing off the top of your head. And then I think at one point too, they told me to sing Living on a Prayer by Journey. And I started
heard
singing
that.
Don't Stop Believing. I'm like, I know that one, but I mean, I know the chorus, but I was just like, oh, whatever. I've just sing it. Just do it. Why not?
Hey, is your daughter singing at all?
She does. Okay. She does try. But I think I really kind of discovered my voice when I was in like eighth grade. Oh. So I sang like in chorus, but I really like, I think someone really told me that I could sing when I was in eighth grade. They were like, you know, you really can sing. And I was like, what? And then that's when it kind of just took off. So,
man, you know what I love about
you? I haven't had that aha moment with Vivi yet.
I love about you, and I mean this, and you take your kids. Where the hell did you do the national anthem recently at a really big event? You had both your kids. It was very cool.
I did it at the the March Madness.
Yes.
It wasn't March Madness. It was the Atlantic 10.
Yes.
That's what it was.
What I love, and I mean this because a lot of celebrities, they do their thing and their kids are like, I didn't know my dad. He was never around. Not you. You take them, you make them part of the experience. It's important to you, isn't it?
It is. It is. I want them there. You know, I wish I could be a stay-at-home mom, but I honestly think I would lose my mind.
Yeah,
plus, I don't know how I would pay for dance. But I want them to see that, especially Vivi, I want them to see that, like, you can do more than one thing. Like, as a person, I do not want to be put into just one category. Like, you're just a meteorologist. Like, no, I'm a mom. I'm a singer. I dance. Like, I like to read. I mean, it's just all kinds of different things. Like, I'm a wife. I'm a mom. It's so much more than just weather. Like, yeah, I love weather, but it's also just takes up pretty much 40 hours of my week. Those other times, I'm a dance mom. Like, I'm a T-ball mom. I have so much stuff to do, and anyone with kids understand that. But I still want to have my thing.
No, it's cool. I think that, and we've done the same thing with our kids. I take them in places that most people have never been, because I really say, my man, you understand now that people live in homes without heat. Yeah, Dad. Okay. Just wanted you to know that. I think it's important that our kids understand the world outside the bubble that we put them in. It's important. It is. And you get that,
I know.
Mary. I love it.
Hey, oh, for sure. I want her to be a very well-rounded person and understand every type of person that's out there and all the struggles that they go through.
So we've had bipolar weather. I think that'd be the best way to describe it.
Yes. Right. I mean, talking about 84 degrees, record-breaking day to back to, it was teens yesterday, now we're back to 60. Then we have storms and heavy rain late tomorrow night. So it's going to be one of those nights where the kids are running to my bedroom because the thunder's going to be loud, the heavy downpours are going to be coming in. And then by Saturday morning, we're back to seeing lows in the 20s, but the weekend is quiet.
Wow. I saw, I saw Ron had pictures of some like inch sized hail. What causes that?
There, you know, there was hail. Yeah. So when you have strong updrafts, so something really cool is when you get those bigger hailstones, which are pretty rare around here, but if you cut them in half and you see the rings inside, that's how many times it has traveled in that updraft into the atmosphere. And that's how you know it gets obviously stronger when you see that warm air and it lifts up and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So yeah, it's something cool.
Wow.
But dangerous.
Hey, yeah. Mary, I was in Dallas, and I had a Toyota Supra, which no one could get, and it was a twin turbo with a big fin on it. It was a really, really rare car and impossible to get. I was driving from the airport. Massive, massive hailstorm hit. In fact, that day, Mary, it was so big that balls of hail went through the walls of homes and killed people.
Oh, my gosh.
It can be that dangerous.
Yeah.
Mary?
That is scary. Yeah, I haven't had, I've never seen hail that big, but definitely in the South. Yep. I mean, you have that warm, moist air, those strong storms. It's insane.
I was in the car. It totaled the car. It broke all the windows. It totaled the car. So to your point, we hear this little click, 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 click of hail here. It ain't nothing like in the South. Nothing.
No, pea size is fine. It's like, you know, it's not good, but it's not as bad as it could be.
And then I heard you say, is it late Friday night? A lot of rain?
Late Thursday night into early Friday. Oh. So we're probably going to get a good inch of rain for a lot of the region. Could have some strong storms, maybe some severe thunderstorm warnings. We're kind of just right on the edge of that. But I definitely, you know, it's really looking widespread heavy rain. That's kind of the big thing. So maybe some isolated flooding, some rumbles of thunder, all those booms. Probably waking you up in the middle of the night, after midnight.
Mary Hours, you do a hell of a job. Thank you.
Aw, thanks, Marty.
He's fantastic. The mother-daughter thing is important. I see her with her kids, and it's really cool. Never leave them out. My man Bill's been holding for a half hour. Bill, jump in here, man.
Hey, Marty. Are you okay now? You just had three intelligent women in a row after that Barb Warner.
Wow. My man.
Three in a row.
My man. Did she not hear me? Did she not want to hear me?
I was taught this when I was a kid. There's a reason you have two ears and one mouth. You can listen and you can think. She doesn't think.
She didn't want to hear me say that, right?
No, she wouldn't want to hear something that might go against her agenda. And then I thought to myself, dealing with her, I'm thinking, my God, is this woman married? And she is.
She sent me a text. She sent me a text. Now you know how my husband feels.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last.
But hold on. All that aside, it troubles me that she clearly didn't think that those Pittsburgh cops should have helped those ICE agents getting beat up.
Well, they should have helped anybody.
Right
on. I don't care who you are. That's their job. I don't care. They're cops.
Right on.
There's somebody on the street, you know, if somebody's in a different district, who cares? You help. You're an American citizen.
And she
couldn't answer that.
And she would not acknowledge federal law.
No. Well,
why?
She didn't want to hear it.
Why though?
She has her agenda.
Huh?
So she probably gets her thing from the squad every day.
Okay.
No.
Doesn't help us though, man. Doesn't help us.
No, I mean, it's
really kind of.
Yeah, it doesn't help us. I'm sure she doesn't know why we're trying to get rid of the nuclear bombs in Iran either, because Trump's doing it. Now, if a Democrat do it, she'd be all for it. But you know.
Well, I'm not going to argue your point because you're right. It's a great call, and I'm glad you waited. And I learned a lot about her in that, because I kept reading verbatim federal law, and she kept saying, we're not going to sign that. I said, you know, federal law supersedes a city ordinance, like, big time, huh? Okay. Wow. Joe, go ahead.
Marty, how's it going today, man?
Big brother Joe, what's up?
You really got Miss Warwick's goat today, man, over there. But hey, can we get a little GoFundMe started, man? Something, you know, they got them hats out there with the crows.
Wow.
They could pretty much tell her what to go do in the whole progressive movement.
She snapped.
I want to give them out. Why don't we give them out in Greenfield down at the War Memorial, man? We'll get a couple donations, get a couple boxes. They could wear them out to the next meeting and kind of repeat what the commercial says.
Why'd they vote for her, man, in Greenfield?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the people I know over there that would take that hat and their kids and their grandpaps and all that, they're rolling in their graves with people
man.
Not in a million years, but hey, let's do it, man. Let's hand out some hats over there.
All right.
They can all wear them to her meetings, her public speakings.
I'm in.
You have a great one.
I love it. I love Joe. I love when I hear from him. She can't handle the truth, as my friend Jack would say. John.
Hi, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. The Civil War that shot heard around the world. This is Jimmy Tackey, you dirty filthy.
I have no idea what he was about to say or what he meant or where he was going. What was that?
A little taste of Florida. Jeez.
Wow. Oh. No idea what he was trying to accomplish with that little call. We stole his moment. Mm-hmm. I've had a bunch of folks reach out to me from the different sports teams and some guys involved with the planning of the draft. And I think they're right about this, and I mentioned this to Larry. The mass hysteria over the massive crowds headed downtown for the draft. I just think that this whole notion that you're all going to die down there because of the crowd, I just think it's misguided. In fact, a lot of the guys involved in the planning say it'll be kind of sort of like fireworks. If you don't mind that, because the last time we were in town for fireworks, they said 350 to 400,000. Okay. This will be 600,000 over 3 days. Just saying. It's going to be cool. If that's your thing. I don't know yet if I have the, I love the draft. I'm a weirdo. I'm entertained by it. I love watching the picks. I love what the city has done. Detroit really did a hell of a job. Cleveland did a hell of a job. It's exciting. It's entertaining. They're spending a lot of money here. They're refurbishing things here. It's cool. I just don't think there's going to be a million people downtown and you're all going to die in a pile. I think there's going to be a lot of cops. I know the feds that are involved. There's going to be boats on the river. There's going to be federal agents, local, state. I know there'll be transportation. You don't have to spend $500 to park. That's silly, too. That's for big shots and players, and we aren't that. I don't know if we're going to go. I don't know if I want to mess with it because I like the draft, but I don't want to stand there for 8 hours for no reason. And I don't drink, and I'm certainly not going to look around for a bathroom for 6.5 hours. But downtown, oh, wow, beat cops. Wow, one of my boys beat cops walking in pairs on Penn Avenue right now. Okay, maybe someone is listening. Shoot me some video of that, please. Okay, maybe someone's listening. That's what we want downtown. Okay, I'm cool with all that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.